2019 NACUSO Network Conference in San Diego, California. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Jay Johnson from Callahan & Associates. How are you, sir?
Great, Mike. How are you?
Doing well, doing well.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
How's the conference going for you?
I'll tell you, busy couple of days.
Is.
A lot of activity, a lot of energy.
Oh, yeah.
That's what this should be about.
Exactly. And the thing that I've been telling a lot of people is like, I really like the kind of the entrepreneurial spirit
Absolutely.
Here. It's kind of like,
Absolutely.
You know, startups and things. And
right.
So it's a,
right.
It's a neat environment to be in.
So right.
I'm so excited and like, look what we have.
That's
you know?
Right. It's
so,
a good kind of collision of credit unions and their partners and partners with partners.
Yeah.
And all, so it,
yeah.
it all feeds on each
yeah.
other.
And we just saw four great organizations up on stage because you just got through. Presenting
right.
the CUSO of the CUSO of the Year Award
yes,
up
yes.
on stage just
yeah,
now. So
yeah.
you want to divulge a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. So we've been doing these, the CUSO has been doing the what they call the Collaboration and Innovation
mm-hmm,
Award,
mm-hmm.
but kind of the CUSO of the Year Award.
Right.
They're doing it for probably 20 years now,
mm-hmm,
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a who's who as to who's won it over the years.
Know,
but
yeah.
So we do a new CUSO of the Year Award mm-hmm. and then a CUSO of the Year Award.
Mm-hmm.
And the new CUSO of the Year Award, that's for CUSOs 5 years or less
okay.
in since they've started.
Right.
Two great winners this
oh,
year.
Yeah.
The runner-up was CU Ledger,
mm-hmm.
Of course, kind of leading the distributed ledger technology,
mm-hmm.
bringing that to credit unions,
yeah.
making it accessible. A great collaborative model, I think about 40 credit union investors, very much working together, and obviously their MyCUID is kind of their leading product that they're working on now.
The
but
digital
that's
ID
great.
Is
that's
like,
right.
Wow, what a game changer that's going to be.
For
so,
sure.
Yeah.
So, so yeah, they were the runner-up. Winner was Constellation Digital Partners,
mm-hmm.
The CUSO that's kind of bringing credit unions and fintechs together.
Mm-hmm.
Really just an amazing story. Came out of Coastal Credit Union.
Yeah.
I think it's 11 credit unions that are now investors. And really, they kind of serve as a matchmaker between the fintechs and credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
So credit unions have a need or fintechs have an idea
right.
that they want to pitch.
Right.
And Constellation kind of serves as that matchmaker. They've got 70 projects going on right now.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
speaking of which, there's Mr. Kovacs right over there.
Well, there you go. See? Yeah. Yeah.
His ears are burning.
But really a great story. And again, I think both those... Again, they're new CUSOs, so the traction is just starting to get there, but certainly I think you see some signs of that.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
It'll be fascinating to see where they go over the next couple
yeah,
of years.
Yeah, I totally just sitting on pins and needles to where these companies, because, I mean, man, when they do take off, oh my gosh.
Yes.
Again, it's going to be a total game changer for our industry.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So, and stuff that's desperately needed as well. So.
Well, and I think, you know, again, the core of the award is collaboration and innovation.
Yeah.
And I think those two represent both of those aspects
indeed.
Very, very
indeed.
Well.
And great people involved in both those organizations,
yes.
for
yes.
sure.
Yes.
So credit union folks through and through. So that's good to, that's,
yes.
it's kind of homegrown too. So
yes, yeah. that's right, that's yeah. right, that's right.
So tell me about the CUSO of the Year, the folks that are more established, I guess.
That's right, a little more mature, so
right.
more than 5 years old.
Okay.
So two winners there again, runner-up. Member-driven technologies. They're out of Michigan. Four credit union owners, but they serve over 100, I think about 115 credit unions, 2 million members,
mm-hmm.
and leverage primarily the Symitar platform.
Okay. Epicis.
Distribute that. Mm-hmm. Yep, the Epicis platform. Distribute that to their credit unions, along with a lot of all the other ancillary technology
mm-hmm.
that credit unions need to build off that, make that effective.
Right.
Again, bringing scale. To make it economical for credit unions that you may not typically expect
mm-hmm.
would have those capabilities, mm-hmm. now they can have access to.
Gotcha, gotcha.
So great story there.
Indeed.
And then the winner was the CUSO of the Year was Member Access Processing out of the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
Card services program. They do debit, credit, prepaid, P2P payments,
mm-hmm.
fraud, all that. Provide to credit unions, again, over 100 credit unions, 10 million members.
Mm-hmm.
Again, both of these real examples of businesses that need scale, where collaboration just makes so much sense to allow that kind of shared capability
mm-hmm.
being delivered to the institution, and ultimately, obviously, helping those member relationships
right.
strengthen.
Especially the payments sector of our industry is changing like every 2 seconds, it seems
right.
like. So, I mean,
right.
what an important...
That's right.
Important award
and,
that is for
and,
those folks.
Yeah, and each institution cannot be expected to keep up with that,
right?
So you need that. You need that shared work.
What do you guys look for in the CUSO of the year? What do you look for in these organizations that that are represented there on stage?
Yeah.
Any requirements?
Well, yeah, we have some criteria we work with, and we've got a committee, and the committees do great work each year. But thought leadership is one. And again, as you look at some of these ideas, the new CUSO award, certainly thought leadership on kind of leading edge ideas, creating value. Sometimes that's for members, sometimes that's for credit unions, sometimes both, but that's part of it.
Okay.
Innovation is part of it too, and then ultimately results.
Yeah.
We had great companies to choose from on each. We had 7 nominees for the new CUSO award, 5 for the CUSO of the year. So made for some tough decisions, but it's exciting to be a part of the committee because you really do get to see all the variety, the different ideas, different things being pursued, some really compelling businesses business ideas out there. So it's just fun to see those and see all that activity that goes on that, you know, doesn't always get recognized or isn't always as visible maybe as it should be, but that's I think a huge advantage for our industry is that ability to collaborate and these organizations represent that.
Indeed, definitely exciting times for things are moving so fast, so
that's
really
right.
Cool to see.
That's right.
How do folks get involved, or how do they apply for next year's?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's in people's minds right now
this.
It's kind of fresh in their minds.
So that's right.
How do they apply?
Yeah, good question. So if you go to NACUSO.org,
right.
There is information on there, the CUSO of the year. Each year, we accept nominations. You can self-nominate if you want, or sometimes owners maybe nominate CUSOs that they're a part of. It doesn't matter to us. Our interest is in, as I said, just kind of seeing the activity there. So go to NACUSO.org. You can apply there, reach out to either Jack or Shauna, anyone through the NACUSO website. Put your name in the ring. We love seeing it and love seeing these ideas.
Exactly. It's really exciting. Really cool to see. All right, let's switch gears a little bit to kind of a 2019 outlook and where Callahan's plays in that whole mix. We were talking about executives and that whole thing. So what's going on?
Yeah, it's interesting. We've had, we do a number of executive roundtables during the year. We just did a CEO roundtable during GAC that Callahan hosted. I think a couple things. One, it kind of plays into these awards. Digital transformation continues to be so much, there's just so much investments on the radar. How do you make things easy? How do you make things simple? Mm-hmm. How do you make it frictionless for members? That's, I think, we're going to keep seeing that theme come up, but that's certainly there. You know, the industry is performing incredibly. Lending continues to be very strong. Liquidity is becoming the challenge for some. So deposits are back on the radar of a lot of folks.
Yeah, the pendulum is swinging back the other way now.
That's right, that's right. We got the highest loan-to-share ratio we've ever seen for the industry, over 85%. So deposit growth, how do you attract deposits, is on the radar. Great thing is credit unions have a bigger base of core deposits than they've ever had. So they've got a lot of good funding now, but they need to keep that going because obviously they want to keep lending to members as well. The other thing I think we're hearing a lot of folks on it, and we heard a little bit from our last speaker here, really living the credit union mission. You know, it's funny, when times are good, in many ways I think credit unions look for the next challenge, and generally credit unions are doing very well, right? But you know, that almost emphasizes more, okay, now's the time when we need to make our difference.
Because
we have resources, we have the wind at our backs. So you're seeing a lot more around mission. A lot of credit unions focus more and more on financial health, financial wellness. You know, even though generally the economy is doing well, we know there's a lot of consumers, a lot of members that are challenged to navigate the financial landscape that they're in. And I think a lot of credit unions feel that's our role as credit unions. And maybe that's our big differentiator today is we can truly be the ones to help them through that. It's not just lip service. That's who we are. So you see that emerging more.
The keynotes, his name escapes me.
Douglas Rushkoff.
Yeah. He said something at the very beginning. He was comparing banks to credit unions and their mission completely different, obviously.
Yes.
He said something about the banks are all about the transaction and credit unions are all about kind of like changing lives
with...
with the using the money to change lives rather than to use money to appease your shareholders. Something like
that. That's right. Yeah, I thought it was interesting. He talked about extracting value that the banks do versus exchanging value that credit unions do.
That's it, yeah.
I agree. Really, really an interesting thought for Brody Keaton talk. But again, I think you're seeing a lot of credit unions saying, hey, now's the time when we really have the opportunity to live that more than ever. So let's try and increase our impact, amplify that.
How do you keep that? I mean, just, I don't want to hold you back. One more question. How do you keep this momentum going when times are so good? Because it's so easy to go, hey, you know what? Things are great. I can kick back, get a little complacent.
Right.
But you keep saying, hey, the winds at our back. You know, keep that foot on that accelerator.
Right.
Now's the time to do it.
Right. You know, I think there's some amazing leaders in credit unions today. And ultimately, they're the ones setting the pace for the industry. And as you know, credit unions listen to each other, pay attention to each other. And I think you're seeing more credit unions kind of maybe think about that and hear from their peers about what they're working on, and it starts to, I think, trigger those ideas. Ultimately, it's up to that leadership, but you know, if you keep focusing on members, as we've always done, that's going to win out. You just got to keep focusing on
it. I agree. Great message to end on. Jay, thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate the time. Jay Johnson, Callahan Associates, doing some good stuff. All right, man.